This is Dakota Datebook for May 26th. Peggy Lee was born on this date in 1920 in Jamestown, North Dakota. She's known for her singing, movie, and television career. She is not well known for her war with the Walt Disney Company. The case came about because Disney performers received no additional compensation when a movie was later shown on television and turned into video cassettes. The movie company received all of the profits. The 1955 animated film The Lady and the Tramp became a box office hit for Disney. Peggy voiced several of the characters and wrote six of the songs. The animators even embodied Peggy's stage performance in the attitude of the dog, Peg. Peggy earned a total of $4,500, a respectable amount in 1955. No one imagined the money that would be made in home entertainment. Peggy's contract with Disney said the company had no right to make phonograph records and/or transcriptions for sale to the public. In 1987, Disney released Lady and the Tramp on VHS and made a profit of $90 million. Disney offered Peggy a small sum for promotion of the video. Peggy was insulted by the amount and took the company to court in 1988. It seemed like a hopeless cause. Disney had an army of the best lawyers. Disney said that transcriptions referred to recordings, not copies of the movie. But Peggy's lawyer uncovered an old case in which Disney sued the Alaska Television Network for airing Disney movies without consent, and in that case, Disney defined transcriptions as copies. The argument persuaded the judge, and he ruled in favor of Peggy. And then it was time to decide on the amount of the damages. Peggy herself showed up to testify. By this time, she was frail and in a wheelchair, and she made a very sympathetic witness. Another witness was Jody Benson, who voiced Ariel in The Little Mermaid. Disney expected her to testify that actors worked for Disney not for money, but for the prestige. Benson, however, found Peggy's testimony so compelling that she said Peggy deserved whatever the jury would give her. The jury awarded her $3.83 million. Peggy died in 2002 and was mourned by the music world. She was compared to Billie Holiday and Ella Fitzgerald. Tony Bennett called her the female Frank Sinatra. But she was also the performer who took on Walt Disney and won. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Carol Butcher. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.